Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Are we live? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker. Welcome to August, most importantly. Halfway through summer, guys. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. What a wonderful summer it's been. Another hot, sunny day out here in Western Canada. Game day here in Saskatchewan for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They're home to the Hamilton Tiger Cats tonight. Obviously, that's going to be a big, big portion of today's program. Consider it an extended pregame show. Thursday night doubleheader in the CFL. Winnipeg at Toronto, followed by the Tiger Cats here at the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And we're less than 24 hours after the Zach Collaros trade. So we'll continue to kick that around. The Blue Jays seem to be on everybody's lips. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in the warm-up of episode number 44 of the Rod Peterson Show today. In case you didn't know, I'm Rod Peterson. He's Darren DuPont. I'm salt. He's pepper.
Okay.
How's that?
It's good.
Salt and pepper.
Love it.
But we're not going to talk about sex. Also coming up on the show today, a very special treat. Well, you see the silver fox in there, Kelly Rempel. That's obvious. That's a special treat. But Mike Morielli, dual role, color commentator, Hamilton Tiger Cats Radio. He's a Tiger Cats great. He'll be in the bunker later on here this morning, but he's also the commissioner of the Canadian Elite Basketball League. That's the league with the Saskatchewan Rattlers and the Hamilton Honey Badgers and the Fraser Valley Bandits. And we're going to the game tomorrow night. Are you not, you're in or you're not
oh, yeah,
in?
I'm in.
It's Clark that bailed on us. I forgot. So, yeah, Mike Morielli, I'm looking forward to that.
That's going
to
be fun. Someone's got to bring a little Tiger Cat gear to the set today.
In the bunker, yes. Also, Eddie Steele, former Riders defensive tackle, Edmonton Eskimos as well, Grey Cup champion. Eddie Steele will be with us on video chat. The Grim Reaper, Stu Grimson, will be with us. So that's exciting. Always enjoy our visits with the Grim Reaper. And, yeah, I don't have a lot of notes here, guys.
Can we ask Stu about our friend in Nashville and that experience?
Which friend?
That joined us in Nashville.
Terry Crisp?
On the show. No.
Dan Kesmer.
Dan Kesmer and the Rec Hockey. Game
sure.
Where Stu
was going to kill him.
Yeah.
Dan Kesmer had never feared so much for his life as he did in an alumni game for the Predators when Stu Grimson threatened to kill him. I'm pretty sure that Stu was not joking. Yeah, we can ask him whatever you want. That's what we do
is
here.
Is he going to threaten to kill me, though?
Okay. Wouldn't that be fun, TV?
We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Number 44, episode number 44. There's only one number 44.
Roger.
Doggy. Roger Aldag, number 44. He signs his emails, 44, at the bottom.
That's awesome.
That is, so as far as the 306 goes, this province, it's easy to draw, hard to spell. There's only one number 44, but there are a few others in sports. Do you know any of them? Did you look them up?
No.
Rams, off the top of your head?
44.
You got to...
Clark, stop it. Just in my ear, Morgan Riley. Clark.
Right to the Leafs.
He's got Leafs jammies. Amy, if you're watching this morning, can you get a photo of Clark in his Leafs jammies?
But that's where I start in hockey. I start with Chris Pronger.
Yeah, I got Chris Pronger written down.
That's where I start.
I'm teasing you, of course, Clark. You know that. Kelly's still spinning. Morgan Riley, there's a Warriors alum for you.
Did Rob Niedermeyer wear 44 too?
Yeah, one of the many numbers that he wore.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Pete Rose, Reggie Jackson, Hank Aaron. Apparently 44 is a big deal. Oh, good morning from Winnipeg. Jessica, hi, Rod. I've missed your show while on vacation. Good to be back. Well, Jessica, we didn't go anywhere. We can go with you on your vacation unless you're going to a cave in Tibet. If you got data, you got us.
Yeah.
Right? Look, I said that it's game day here for both your Bombers, Jessica, and all of our Winnipeg viewers this morning, all our Toronto viewers, which, by the way, Toronto's been our third highest viewing city.
It's been awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Really?
Regina, Saskatoon, Toronto. Figure that one out.
Surpassed Edmonton.
Well, it changes. It fluctuates. But most consistently here, it's been Toronto. And then the Riders and the Ticats tonight. But we have to just brush on the Blue Jays for 1 second, okay? Because frankly, that's what my Twitter timeline's full of. And the Facebook. The trades yesterday, Aaron Sanchez gone. Joe Biagini gone to the Astros. They got back Derek Fisher, which I'd have been more excited if it was the Lakers' Derek Fisher, not the minor leaguer Derek Fisher at 26. Listen, I am not a baseball aficionado. I used to be, like most Saskatchewan farm kids, grew up playing hockey in the winter, baseball in the summer. We didn't have football in my hometown. I would have played it if we did. Baseball was my sport. But when I got into the Riders for 20 years, it sucks up your entire life, particularly your summer, and the Blue Jays sucked for those 20 years, so you kind of fell out of, you know. So I'm not as in tune with it. But everybody's roasting Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro, the two guys running the Blue Jays. It's led to our daily Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question. Are you, how did I word it, Clark? Are you confident in the direction of the Blue Jays? Interesting. We already got votes. 53% say yes, great young group. 46.7% say no. What are they doing?
Those numbers are going to change.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
More so not in favor?
Correct.
Okay. So you guys go on your Blue Jays thing, and then I'll wrap it up with my thoughts. Where you want to start?
You want to start?
And well, keep in mind, it's Rider game day, so we do got to get to the football.
You know, here's the thing, and I know you don't bring me on here so that I cannot have an opinion.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is... I'm a little bit reluctant sometimes to really go on a tangent or really dig into something that I admittedly haven't really been on top of. I mean, for me to try to pretend like I would know whether Derek Fisher is a great prospect or not is a stretch. I mean, I see the numbers. They're not overwhelming. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't follow it enough. It's like when you... If it would have been...
Yo, but you follow it more than you let on, Kelly.
I do, and I look at the big picture, and I see, okay, you know, three pitchers, Biagini, Sanchez, Stroman, and my first reaction, my first look, just snapshot of when you add it all together is, that's the best that you could get?
Right.
There weren't teams, like, when you think about all the teams, all the prospects out there that are trying to win a World Series... And you couldn't get better compensation than that? That was my first reaction. On the other hand, I don't know the players, and we don't know
prospects
what's going to happen. So until it sort of plays out, I'm only willing to go so far because we don't know how it's going to play out. I'll tell you 5 years from now. But right now, my gut feeling is that, you know, I find it hard to believe that they couldn't have done better than that, but... You know?
A small interjection, by the way. I did watch SportsCenter this morning. I tuned in for Steve Phillips' analysis, TSN's Major League Baseball insider. He says it's too early to tell. So, and yours, Darren?
Yeah, of course, it's too early to tell. The thing for me, too, with reaction to trades, and especially ones like this, we're so quick to throw the Jays under the bus in the management group because we attach so much significance to the names and we have so much connection and emotional connection to Marcus Stroman and to Sanchez because of what they have been to this team. They were so instrumental and they were so key, such key pieces to the Blue Jays' runs back-to-back years trying to get to a World Series that we still think about that. That's still in our hearts. So we still see that value, that they can be that impactful. And clearly, they've both digressed a little bit. They're going the other way. And so the value's not there. But in our hearts, we expect those type of players to come back. And it's just not the case. And, you know, for the Jays, they've got a top five farm system in all of baseball. So how can you not be confident about the future of this team? It's now about, are these guys able to take that team and bridge the gap and turn them into an actual contender?
Right. And top five farm team as rated by Baseball Insiders, right?
That was so.
You came out and showed me that the other day. Let me just ask you lastly this. Who's responsible for drafting and signing Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, and Kevin Biggio? Is it this regime? That's how little I know. Because if Shapiro and Ross Atkins are behind that, these guys are getting me to pick up and pay attention.
I think the answer is yes.
And Clark just said in my ear, yes. So they're actually got some young kids in the system. We know their names because of their dads. And maybe they're making the Blue Jays great again. So there's that.
I think Darren brings up a great point. We always want the highest common denominator in these situations all the time. We think that because other teams want these pitchers, that we go back to their best days and say, well, that's the kind of compensation that you should get, is when Aaron Sanchez is at his best. Don't you remember that the last game he pitched this well, or last year or 2 years ago, he had that great run? But the truth is, neither one of those two guys are even close to as good as what they were 2 and 3 years ago. Not even close. One guy can't throw more than 80 pitches, and his blisters on his fingers swell up to the point that he literally
Aaron Sanchez
loses everything off of his fastball. There's no movement. So we always want to think about how their best time and how good they were, and that's the kind of compensation we should get. It's not realistic.
Moving on. Some number 44s that have come in on the Facebook feed in honor of episode number 44 today. Miles Wood of the New Jersey Devils. He's not even a household name in his own house.
No.
But thank you, Andrew, for pointing that out. Two Petties drove NASCAR number 44, Maurice and Kyle Petty. So there's that.
Not Tom.
Todd Bertuzzi was a good one.
Not Tom Petty, yeah. Todd Bertuzzi. It's been a lot of great 44s. But for me, there's only one. Roger Aldegg. Now, Don writing us from Ottawa saying he's looking forward to the game tonight. He'll obviously be watching on TSN. He's talking about, here it is, looking forward to the game tonight, but not happy with the zero dark 30 start out here in the awful East. I don't know what he's referring to.
That's like a 10 o'clock at night start.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. Well, that's not our fault. Oh, J.R. Rowley chiming in from Winnipeg this morning. That's the author of Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
Adam Big Hill, Biggie of the Blue Bombers.
Somebody mentioned Tom Canada.
remember We're Tom big Canada. In Winnipeg this morning. They're expecting us to talk about the Bombers and the Argos. Well, listen, before we get into tonight's game, let's talk about this. I'm talking about the Rider game. The Bomber fans are saying, how about our game? The friends and family game that in Toronto, only friends and family care about, unfortunately. Hopefully the Bombers have some fans there. But Zach Collaros will meet with the media prior to the game tonight. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. Zach was on a 6:15 p.m. flight out of Regina last night. See you later. Rems and I were at the Keg last night. South Keg. Shout out Jordy. Along with Davey Hunchak. And we
it's
run
good
in.
Good to see Dave again.
Always great to see Davey Hunchak. Hockey guy. And who do we run into but Jorgen Hughes, Rider's long snapper. And we had a good visit with him. And he talked about Zach. How glowing of terms could he, more glowing of terms could he have used for Zach Collaros?
He actually had nothing but great things to say about Zach and Cody Fajardo too. He said those are two cream of the crop guys, both. I think that, every once in a while there's a scenario where, everybody wins on the deal. I think that's one of those. I think it is.
These are the trades you want.
Yep. Because the Toronto Argos have nothing to lose. Let's be honest. They're a horrible football team. And so if he can inject any kind of life in what's going on there and maybe, give them any competence at the quarterback position at all, then they win on the deal. Zach was wanting to play, right? I mean, I have to admit there's a part of me that sort of just shakes my head. It's like at this point, is it really worth it, Zach? Is it? When a mosquito lands on your helmet, you get a concussion. Like, is it really worth continuing to go out there game in and game out and put yourself through this? But he obviously does, so who am I to judge, right? I find it somewhat humorous and sad at the same time that he... Does he love football that much that he's willing to take these kind of
risks.
Well,
he'll coach after. That's the thing. Get into coaching now because that's what he'll be great at. But I was reading the game notes this morning for week 8 in the CFL, and they talked about injuries to star quarterbacks, particularly Hamilton. Like, here's another one to Masoli. And then the game notes went back and tracked injuries to the starting quarterback of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Over the last 4 years, 3 of them were Zach Caleros, lost for significant time in 15, 16, and 17, or it was 14, 15, 17, whatever. It was always Zach. Yeah. So the unfortunate thing was, although he probably had the talent to reach Hall of Fame credentials, but for one blocking from the back penalty in the 2014 Grey Cup, on the last play of the game, he'd have been a Grey Cup champion. But if the bear hadn't stopped to take a whiz in the bushes, he'd have caught the rabbit. It is what it is. And Zach Caleros' unfortunate legacy will be that he wasn't a durable quarterback.
Yeah. And that's not his fault.
That's even if he plays now and has success, that's going to be his legacy.
Unless he leads the Argos to the Grey Cup. And by the way, who sees that happening? Look, we got a break. This is the warm-up. We got the Grim Reaper coming up on the program today, Stu Grimson. I'm excited about that. Eddie Steele, Mike Morreale in the bunker right here, the Ticats radio broadcast, and a whole lot more. We'll pause. This has been the warm-up, and you're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, and catch the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back!
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax. And no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thursday morning, time for your sports update. The Blue Jays will be looking different when they open a series today in Baltimore. Toronto capped a busy trade deadline by shipping starter Aaron Sanchez, reliever Joe Biagini, and minor league outfielder Cal Stevenson to the Houston Astros for Derek Fisher. Toronto also moved infielder Eric Sogard, starter Marcus Stroman, and relievers David Phelps and Daniel Hudson prior to the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Rookie Bo Bichette's first series in the majors couldn't have gone much better. However, Bichette hit his first career home run in the 8th to lead the Blue Jays over the Kansas City Royals 4-1 for a 3-game sweep. Bichette joined Toronto on Monday in the series opener and had 6 hits in the 3 games. Again, that is our poll question today. Are you confident in the direction of the Blue Jays? Last I checked our Twitter poll, over 70% saying no. They're not confident in the direction of the Blue Jays, but because my baseball insiders around me say that Shapiro and Ross Atkins are the reason that Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio, and Vladdy Jr. are on the club, I'll vote yes for that. At least I'll be watching the games. The Argos hope time is on their side with quarterback Zach Caleros. He's been out of action since a controversial hit in week 1 of the season, was placed on the 6-game injured list. Despite that, the Argos traded for Caleros with the optimism he could be ready after a bye week in week 10. McLeod Bethel Thompson starts this week against Winnipeg. There is your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Regina's newest entertainment destination and home of the Rod Peterson Watch Party. It's episode number 44. We have a few number 44s coming into the program. Connor Hobbs, former Regina Pats great, as you gentlemen know. We mentioned Roger Aldag. For me, there's only one. Charlie Hustle, of course, stands out from baseball. But, Rems, you said you had a great one.
Well, I was starting to rack my brain going, I'm positive the Kamloops Blazers back in the day had a great 44. And I think Rob Brown of the Kamloops Blazers, one of the great scorers in the history of the WHL, wore number 44. And is it possible that Greg Hoggood did as well? I think they both did. I think.
Well, you said you had confirmation.
Well, I can't really find it. I'm looking it up online. I'm trying to find it. I saw one that said Rob Brown, 44. But I think Greg Hoggood might have also.
By the way, Casey chiming in on the Facebook feed. The most interactive show on your screen is right here. Casey says, didn't Bob Probert wear number 44? Proby!
24.
No, it's 44 in some stops. 24 in Detroit, yes.
Yeah. Clark, do we have a ruling?
Clark, can we get a ruling on that? Can we Google it?
I don't remember Bob Probert wearing 44.
Yeah, Casey.
I'm not saying he
did. Wake up.
I just don't remember.
Oh, and by the way, lastly, Buffalo Days opened yesterday. Nelson has texted in and he says the Buffalo Days gut count is now at 2.
You got to go back and watch the clip if you're lost as to what we're talking about.
If you're walking around Buffalo Days, the fair, and you see somebody whose shirt is and their top of their shorts don't match or their sweatpants and you're seeing belly, that's the gut count. Nelson has it at 2.
Wearing Crocs.
What's wrong with that?
Gut hanging out.
Stefan Richey, number 44. Stefan Richey from Wayne Wolf chiming in. We're scratching Bob Probert off the list. He didn't wear 44. Come on, Casey. Did I get Reggie who? Jackson? Yeah, Reggie Jackson. I got him down here. Our director of scouting's on the couch, Craig Smith, joining us here. He's in the bunker, and Mike Morielli is in the bullpen as well, warming up.
Leroy Horde, the great fullback of the Minnesota Vikings back in the day, just popped into my head.
Okay.
Number 44.
When does a fullback pop into your head?
By the way, one last thing before we get serious. The Saskatchewan Rattlers are home tomorrow night to the Fraser Valley Bandits. Each day this week, we've been giving away a pair of tickets courtesy of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, who watch the program every morning in their downtown Saskatoon office. If you can comment, I want Rattlers tickets in all caps right now on the Facebook feed, you'll be entered into today's draw for 2 tickets to Friday's Rattlers game in Saskatoon. And by the way, since the Rattlers are watching, can you guys and gals bring a double XL green golf shirt to the game tomorrow? Because they sold out of golf shirts at the last game we were at.
Yeah, I got the t-shirt.
If you recall.
Wear that tomorrow, game day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So there's our note to the Rattlers. So tonight, you're saying it's supposed to be 40 degrees with a humidex?
Today, I mean, my car coming up said it was 26 or 27. That was back this morning, actually, when I was finished playing tennis at like 6 in the morning. It was already that hot, and I was listening to the radio, and they said, with the humidity or the humidex, it's supposed to feel like 40 degrees today.
Well, people have been asking if we're going to be selling water at the tailgate party tonight with the Canadian Armed Forces, the Royal Regina Rifles. Indeed, we will be. And there will be a strongman competition prior to. I will not be in it. Some have asked, are you kidding me? No. Smarter than that. As I get older, I'm getting a lot smarter. There was a time I would have tried to flip the tractor tires over. Not tonight. Come down and watch the professionals. Or at least the soldiers. And we'll be selling Rod Peterson Show merchandise. Is it going to be close tonight, Kelly? Riders favored by 3. I'll take that bet.
I don't know. This is a coin flip. These are the most intriguing games. If you're a football fan, there's every reason to think that this is going to be a great football game tonight. I mean, my heart is obviously with the Riders, as you can see. I wore my Rider golf shirt today, but realistically, I mean, it could go either way. That's what's intriguing for me. I love it when I go into a game having absolutely no preconceived notions as to what may or may not happen. Obviously, I think, you know, if they're Ty Cats battling some injuries, right, which is probably the reason for the 3-point favorite, I'm going to take the Riders. I think Riders by 3 is actually very, very fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I like that too, but Hamilton's got a great defense. Even without Simone Lawrence, they're still very good on the defensive side of the football. And I think, you know, this game is interesting for the Riders. It's not a trap game because Hamilton's, you know, in first place and they're a really good football team. But, you know, it's a game where you have to make sure you take care of business too. And you're at home, you have to play well here. It's interesting for Cody Fajardo too, because this is really, for me, outside of the Calgary game, one of his biggest tests going against that defense. So it's big for him. Calgary figured it out. And when we talked to Ryan Ballantyne, the Calgary Stampeders podcaster and blogger, he said they had it figured out and they knew his kryptonite. Well, does Hamilton know? Have they figured it out? Have they watched that game film? That'll be interesting.
BC didn't figure it out. If there is kryptonite on Cody Fajardo, and everybody has their kryptonite.
Well, the Riders, right? Specialty teams right now is their kryptonite.
Right, but supposedly Cody Fajardo has it and the Stampeders have identified it. I'm not sold on that just yet. By the way, as we just move along and we have coffee with you this morning, Ty writing in on the Facebook feed, he says, man, plus 33 with the humidity, Buffalo Days is going to smell ripe. Oh, yeah. You know what? Maybe when the Girl Guides girls are out selling cookies outside the stadium, we should be selling Underarm for people as well. Yeah, here, get your Underarm, but before the game, not after the game. Oh, she's going to be ripe down there at Buffalo Days.
I won't be there.
You're not going tonight?
No, I got the driving force is in Rams camp. And if I may,
yes,
another quality job by the Regina Rams. Great job with their camp. They got a 8 to 11-year-old division, and Spencer's in the 12 and 13. They always do such a good job.
But you'll be home in time to watch the game.
I haven't written off going to the game, but I won't be at the Buffalo Days. But
well, maybe you and I can stroll the midway afterwards and do gut counts.
I was
Crocs and guts.
I was just thinking
that sweatpants.
That once we get the tailgate set up, it might be worth it for a pregame snack to go check out all these new food items. That's always good.
Yeah,
we might have to take a lap.
De la creme.
Oh yeah,
of society.
Oh yeah,
is typically at Buffalo Days around 11:30.
Which, yep, by the way, includes us. It's not like we're looking down on anybody.
Absolutely
over here.
Not.
It's
absolutely
including
not
us. We're fair people. Love the fair. Buffalo Days. You let me know, Clark, when we've got Stu Grimson on the horn from Nashville. Looking forward to that. But something needs to be said about Cody Fajardo. Again, perusing the game notes, 70 drives he's led since taking over in week one, led the team on 15 touchdowns. That's 26% and the highest in the CFL in his time this year. Mm-hmm. He has won three of the last four for the Rough Riders. I don't care who the opponents are. Cody Fajardo has looked sharp. And it was funny because going into the Calgary game here, what was that, July, whatever it was, it doesn't matter, a few weeks ago, people said, oh, I like our chances. Calgary's playing their backup. Yeah, so are we. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah.
But I guess Cody Fajardo's no longer the backup with Zach Caleros out of town.
No.
You could argue that, you could make an argument for sure that Cody Fajardo is every bit the quarterback today that Zach Caleros is. Why wouldn't you hang your hat on this guy? I mean, he's played well. And that's not an easy position with a little amount of experience to go out there and feel like you've got control over what's going on. And that's the thing that probably impresses me about him more than anything else. From day one, for the first game that he stepped on the field, the way he controls the huddle, the little things, the body language. When he makes a mistake, he's going like this, guys, I messed that one up, you know. Or, you know, he throws the ball in the stands. The Calgary game, yeah, that was a bit of an off day. He tried to force some throws. But why did he do that? He did it because he was behind and he's trying to get back in the game and he's trying to force something because he's got to do something because his team's behind, right? I love his poise. I love his composure. I like the way he thinks the game. If there's stuff over the top, he'll go after it. If they've dropped the safeties in the secondary back, he's happy to dink and dunk. He's happy to hand the ball off. It's not all about him. You know, he'd probably rather throw for 150 yards and a couple of touchdowns and let the running back get 200. As long as they get what they ultimately need to do and not turn the ball over, he strikes me as a guy that it's just by any means necessary. But he's not out there slinging it like, you know, like, well, I'm determined that I'm going to pound a square peg in a round hole no matter what. I don't think that's in his DNA. If he's got to run with the ball, he'll do that. Sometimes I think he runs too much, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want him to go down.
Right.
But I love the guy. I just, everything about him, everything about that guy I like.
I agree. He's shown everything that you want to see from him to know that he's the next guy. But mentally, you have to think that something changes or that it's a different situation. And so that's, you know, what I want to see in the next couple of weeks. It's no big deal if Rod takes a couple of days off and I slide into his chair. It's still the Rod Peterson show. I'm just taking over and can keep the boat on, you know, above water. And, you know, if he leaves for a month, you're going to go on vacation and I'm going to slide in or somebody's going to slide in and the show's going to be fine. But one day you're going to say, guys, I'm not coming back. And then it's the Darren DuPont show or the Kelly Remple show. And that's a different ball game.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Say what?
No. But I'm interested for our next guests who are sitting in the sponsors couch right now, Mike Morreale and Craig Smith, both former Ticats, and Mike in the radio booth of the Ticats, now with the CEBL, to get their take on not only Zach Caleros, because Mike knows him well, but Smitty was around here when Tino Sinceri came into town, and Brett Smith. And again, Cody Fajardo is the overnight sensation that's in his fifth CFL season. Nobody'd heard of him around here till he signed with the Green and White, but he'd been with BC, he'd been with Toronto, and he never really got on the field other than a short yardage. So, but he's not an overnight success,
no.
Right, for one. But
few are.
But Tino, you talk about a quarterback putting the blame on himself. It's not rare, but it's not necessarily common either. And Tino lost his teammates here when he was pointing fingers at everybody, not just on the field, but in the locker room, in the media. You can lose your teammates real fast. And Cody seems to have galvanized that locker room real fast by taking the blame when they lose and distributing credit when they win. All right, got a note here from producer Clark. We got him, the Grim Reaper, Stu Grimson, joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, on video chat this morning on the Rod Peterson Show. Look at that guy. He's looking like $1 million. How are you, Grimmer?
I'm great.
Yes,
great.
Of course you
Never
are.
Better. Things are fantastic in Nashville. Hey, I woke up this morning. It's August. Friend,
yeah, no kidding.
Summer is flying by. Summer's almost over.
Well, yeah, you guys will be in camp soon with the Preds, and you'll be doing your thing with the NHL Network. But listen, give us a Predators update, if you don't mind. There's been some sad news out of Music City with Predators alum. You had the big trade with PK Subban on draft weekend. Just give us an NHL update from Music City, because we haven't had one all summer.
I will do. Yeah, and it starts with really kind of regretful news, Rod, as you mentioned. Greg Johnson, my second captain. Tom Fitzgerald was my first captain when I played in Nashville. But Greg Johnson succeeded him. Great guy. I miss Johnny terribly. He is gone, sadly, tragically, very early. Leaves behind a beautiful wife, Kristen, and their two young daughters, Carson and Piper. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Johnson family in the aftermath, just as they deal with all that. And it has been a busy summer for the Predators and in other respects as well. David Poile, in my estimation, Rod, has done a terrific job. The one glaring weakness, maybe there's two areas that really required David to kind of take it on squarely. Meet it head on. One was he had kind of a gaping hole in the number two center position. He's been trying to land Matt Duchene for a good long while. Eventually was able through free agency to sign Matt Duchene to a contract. Both sides are elated about that. Matt, on the other side of the equation, has been looking to get to Nashville for a while. So I think that really is a hand in glove fit. Will give Nashville great depth down the middle. PK Subban, say what you want about him. He is a top four defender in the NHL, but last year, for the most part, and certainly through the playoffs, was not playing like a top four defender. So when you're not getting $9 million worth of value out of your $9 million defenseman, it might be a good way to part company. And that's not an easy thing to do, but made easier when you're in kind of the Predators position. And, you know, you've got a really strong defense corps, even without a guy like PK Subban. The likes of Dante Fabro will be stepping in before time. We'll see what kind of an impact he can make. But even without PK, you know, when you look at the Roman Josi situation, Ryan Ellis, Matthias Ekholm, you've got a really sturdy top four, I think, even without PK in the mix. So it's it'll be interesting to see what it looks like for the Preds in the coming year, because really the rest of the division, I think, is kind of taken some strides forward. So it's it remains the toughest division in hockey in my estimation, but it'll be an interesting first couple of months for the Preds as things get started.
I wanted to ask you about that, Stu, the division and the expectations for the Predators now. Is this just a reload and this team's ready to contend again, or where does the dust settle in that division?
You know, it's funny. I think that if you look back at the Predators this time last year, you were really looking at this club going, well, gosh, they ought to go on a good long, deep run. They're probably, you could look at them as the class of the Central Division, perhaps the Western Conference, just in terms of what they had on paper and what they had done in the past. It left you kind of believing that this really should be a Stanley Cup finalist again, but they fell way short of those expectations. And clubs like Dallas, clubs like, of course, St. Louis is the obvious example. You know, these clubs had great seasons this past year, 18-19, and they've really made some nice additions going forward. So, you know, Nashville to me is, I don't know if I would refer to them as the class of the Western Conference or the class of the Central Division at this point. They're just another really good Central Division team, and they got their work cut out for them heading into the 19-20 campaign.
Stu, I always get the sense that Nashville is just a little bit different than some of the other southern cities in the NHL, where hockey is pretty much an afterthought except for that real niche market. I'm starting to get the vibe from people that I know that have gone to games there and been around the community that it's a lot different there, that people in Nashville embrace it like a much bigger thing than that. Do you get that sense that it's not off the radar?
Yeah, no, I really do. And it's a great point. You know, I'm fond of saying that, you know, Nashville, they've really taken to this club. And I think it was through playoff success that's where this town has really endeared itself to the Predators franchise. And that certainly goes the other way. Playoff hockey, I think, has given fans here a great sense of what NHL hockey is all about. So with the success of the club in past years, and certainly that great run to the Stanley Cup Finals a few years back against Pittsburgh, I think this club is well entrenched in this town, and you might even say has kind of gained market share on the Tennessee Titans. Like, let's be clear, this is football country. This is college basketball country, but the Predators really have a special place in this market. I'm fond of saying, when you take a, you know, when you step inside the Bridgestone Arena to see Nashville Predators NHL hockey played, they've kind of put their own stamp on it, just from the way these folks cheer about the game, the way they celebrate goals, the way they taunt the opposition goaltender after they've lit him up. Nashville really does hockey in their own specific way. I think it's part of the charm. It's part of the attraction, and it's unique to any other market. It's a lot of fun to be a spectator at the Bridgestone Arena for NHL hockey, without question.
Well, it's becoming not a secret anymore, the whole Nash-Vegas thing, Grimmer. We've talked about that, and it's just great city for partying, obviously, kind of surpassing Las Vegas. And it's a destination you need to go for hockey. Darren, we won't keep Grimmer much longer, but you want to ask him the Dan Kesmer question, because I'd like to hear the answer to it as well. Dan Kesmer was on our show, Grimmer, when we were through Nashville in December. He had a story about you, and we'd like some corroboration this morning. So, Darren, you go ahead.
Well, what was the story? It was an alumni game. Yeah, exactly. Right. It was an alumni game, and he said along the lines of, I think he caught you with an elbow or something.
By accident,
in the alumni game. And I think you were going to kill him. And
he threatened to kill him.
He was worried for his life. And I think you guys were in the locker room after, and he looks at you, and he was saying, you know, Stu, I'm really sorry. I hope it's okay. I hope this is... And you looked at him, you're like, what are you talking about? I don't know what happened.
Completely forgot
about it. The switch flipped right back off. Do you remember? Does that happen often?
I do remember. And Dan Kesmer's referral to that elbow as accidental is way off the mark. Do you want to know why? Right before he did it, he said, watch this.
Sounds intentional.
Yeah, sounds intentional to me.
Sounded intentional to me. Anytime you're kind of calling your shot with a, watch this. It was intentional to me. And it's probably the reason my wires got crossed.
Well, there's always three sides to every story, as we know, Stu. Hey, listen, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Estevan says hi. They're still talking about our night down there, and looking forward to getting you back here home soon.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm coming up there soon. I'm going to be there in November, I think the 12th or something like that. My new book, The Grim Reaper, comes out. I probably shouldn't say too much. That's a soft little tell where you guys are concerned, but I want to take advantage of the opportunity. Book comes out in October. I'll give you the dates at a later time, but I'll be up there for a speaking engagement and a book signing, I believe, the middle of November. So watch for us.
All right. Well, you know you're always welcome here. It's your second home, and that book will sell like hotcakes here on the prairies. Grimmer, thanks for this. Have a great rest of the week.
My pleasure.
All right. Stu Grimson, Regina. Pat's great, but NHL great too. Guys, I hate to be rude, but I need to boot you out for our next guest. Remps, are you going to stick around and come back?
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
The football guys in here, Mike Morielli and our director of scouting, two-time Grey Cup champion, Craig Smith, in the bunker. Next, it's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Sports talk on demand. And head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Game day in the Canadian Football League, Thursday night football doubleheader. It begins with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the Toronto Argonauts, 5 Bells Mountain, and then 7:30 Mountain tonight. It's the Hamilton Tiger Cats at the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This is episode number 44 of the Rod Peterson Show. We've been recognizing legendary number 44s. There have been a lot of them. And as I said earlier, there's only one for me, the great Roger Aldegg. There's only one. But I'm not the only one that feels that way. Adam Big Hill's come up today. Connor Hobbs of Pat's fame. Rhett Warner. How about Pete Rose, Reggie Jackson, Hank Aaron? You might have heard of those guys. 44 seems to be a pretty big number. So we'll continue to take yours on our Facebook feed as the program goes along. But we're excited to preview the game with a couple of good friends of ours. Mike Morielli, who literally wears two hats. Ty Cats, great. Grey Cup champion, Ticats color man, and the commissioner of the CEBL, Canadian Elite Basketball League, is in the bunker. And Craig Smith, and our director of scouting. How's it going, gents?
Doing well, thank
you. That's good. It's exciting. Have you felt the vibe, Mike, in town here since you got in?
I always do. I can't remember a time that I haven't come to Regina and felt the vibe. I mean, from people wearing the green, on game day, to just, you know, little subtle hints of rider pride everywhere you go. And I always love coming here. I look fond. We were out last night. We were talking about the old Iverwind Stadium. I think back to the old Mosaic. I mean, some of those things, the new one's unreal. But just remembering the old days, it's fun. It's good times.
How about you, Smitty? You pumped for the game?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a good one. The first one, I don't know about that one. You know, Toronto, Winnipeg. I think Winnipeg should take care of that one. But the next one should be a very interesting. Just with regards to the injuries that Hamilton has. And, watching those kids, the two kids that they had playing quarterback in the preseason, I was impressed with those kids, Evans, and then there's a Moore kid that was from Cincinnati. I think both those kids threw the ball very well, and I was pretty impressed with those guys. If I was in the league, I'd be looking at that third-string quarterback, thinking about maybe possibly getting him.
Wow.
But Zane was I've been impressed with that kid. So And if they had a mic on him last week, and having that mic on, you know, it shows a lot. And he had the confidence. He was it was not a problem. He knows the offense. There's going to be a drop, but I think the kid's going to be okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. We told you, Mike, that we're all in on the Rattlers. We're going to get to the CEBL talk, but people want to know your thoughts on the Tabbies coming into the game. Injuries is the big story. Is it being overstated in your mind?
Yes and no. I think obviously Jeremiah Mazzoli's the big one. Dane Evans, like you said, I think he has a great future. I think he has a good command of the offense. He's in an offense that is very CFL typical, CFL offense. So it's not the June Jones offense where there's stuff flying everywhere. So it's Tommy Condell's is very similar to others across the league. So the grasp of that may be a little bit easier to kind of fill in. Losing Banks again is a situation where if Mazzoli was in, probably would have been a bigger loss. With Evans in, and I say this all the time, Craig, you'll understand it. You got backup quarterbacks in Dane Evans or anybody, they spend a lot of their time working the scout team with the backup receivers. So when backup receivers come in, but they have their kind of their guy on the scout team, you almost see that relationship just jump out right away. You know, he'll throw to guys that maybe Mazzoli wouldn't because of the comfort level. So I think Evans will do well. Adrian Tracy's going to be a big loss for them on the defensive line. For the Cats, they're pretty deep there, but certainly he was a motivating factor last week in that win over Winnipeg. And then Sirocco on the offensive line. That's probably, in my opinion, the biggest one. Although K. Okafor filled in pretty well, but that's Kay Okafor is not there yet, so they're going to try and help him as much as possible, which may open holes elsewhere on the D-line for the Riders.
For those that you talk about that connection, Darian Durant and Chris Getzlaff had that here. Mm-hmm. They were both practice roster guys, yep. And when they had their chance, boom, they were like bread and butter. Who was your quarterback when you were a young guy? Did you go through that, or were you starting immediately?
No, it took me until I came to Hamilton in my second year, so about my fourth year before, you know, Ronnie Lancaster said, it's your job. And up until that time, I was just happy to catch a ball from anybody. It didn't really matter. But I always, you build those relationships, you build the trust. It was no different later on in my career as I spent more time with Danny McManus, and then Darren had left Flutie, and then I became the guy because I had the trust factor there. So it's all about relationships, all about trust. So I expect to see a lot of that tonight.
What about you, Craig? Are the injuries as big a factor as...
I think it's a big thing. It depends on what happens with the guys who come and step up and replace them. I mean, obviously Tracy, he had a hell of a game last week. He's been a real solid defensive lineman for them. How do you replace Banks? I mean, there's a lot of yardage right there, but you know, I can understand what you're saying. It's like in Winnipeg, when Strevler goes in, he seems to find Walatarski, yeah. His old roommate back at the University of Minnesota. So, you know, Evans, he's going to go in, he's going to do fine. It'll be interesting to see the defense of Saskatchewan going up against that offense, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I always go back, and, you know, I with the receiver here, it's kind of not great to talk about the run game, but Powell. Powell's a big part of what's going to happen tonight, and I keep on saying that. Kudos to Jeremy to sign that, and I told him at training camp, I said, you know what, I think one of your best signings is William Powell, because every championship team that I've been on, we've always had a great run game. I mean, Millington and Drummond, you know, they almost had 1,000 yards each in the year 2000. I mean, it's such an important part. And Powell, I think, is going to help as well.
And you won. And you won.
And we won.
As I recall.
Well, yeah, both running backs were...
It's hard not to win when you get...
Well, those two, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Both those guys were... one was the outstanding Canadian. The other guy was the outstanding player of the Grey Cup, the two running backs, so...
Gentlemen, I want to ask you this. So Zach Calero's not in the lineup tonight because he's in Argo now, but he's still hurt, the severity of which is now the Argo situation, not the Riders. And Mike Morielli not playing either. I'm right on that. I'm not wrong. Jeremiah Masoli not playing tonight.
I said to him on the couch, I said, he could still play.
Oh, man. Smoke and mirrors.
I want to jump into the basketball thing real quick.
Yeah.
Why are you the commissioner of the league? Are you a basketball guy too?
I always enjoyed basketball. You did, I'm a big fan of basketball, but it was the business side of sport that intrigued me.
Oh,
basketball was the conduit. It was the business side. So that's really what intrigued me. And then now that I'm in it, I just love it every minute of it.
Oh, I bet. Okay, so with those questions are coming.
Yeah.
But with the talk of the CFL's the quarterbacks that are on the shelf right now and how much it hurts, and apparently Pipkin has been activated. He's active now, so he's off the injured list. But what are you going to do about it? Masoli wasn't a dirty hit. You were there. I mean, it's just bad luck. How bad is it for the CFL that the top guys are hurt? And, you know, we could go off Bo Levi, Zach Caleros, all the names, Dominic Davis. I don't know. If you're a football fan, you're going to watch anyways. But is it bad news for the CFL where we are right now?
Well, it's tough. Obviously, it's a tough thing when you have so many quarterbacks that are hurt. But again, here we go. Who's stepping up? You know, Arbuckle. Fatty, as you call him.
Fatty Arbuckle, yes. They love that in Calgary, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He stepped up. He's done a great job. The kid here, Cody.
Oh, is he ever.
He's stepped up. So it depends on what happens with regards to, the backup stepping up. And, again, we'll see what happens with Zane tonight. You know what happens when a guy gets hurt in that game? You know, he'll have a decent game, but then the next week when he's preparing and he's taking the reps, now that'll be a telltale, and I think it's going to be a good one. I think both quarterbacks, both offenses, it'll be interesting. What about the running game for Hamilton? What do you think?
Well, it's funny. You get Sean Thomas Erlington obviously came up to a tremendous start and, was very multifaceted, as I've been a huge fan of him since he was with the Montreal Caravan, mm-hmm. Covering his games. And then him going down was a big loss. Now, the one thing the Cats did real well is they backed him up with Canadian running backs. Mm-hmm. So they had Malik Irons, they had Bennett behind him. Malik Irons is a good running back. He's mm-hmm. a straight, he'll look for contact, he'll mm-hmm. try and put his head down. He'll gain those 2-3 extra yards. He doesn't have the same, out of the backfield, playmaking ability that he had. But then they bring in Coombs, who again can at times, when healthy, he can make stuff happen. Yeah. So they don't have they don't have a William Powell. They don't have that traditional give the ball, the guy grind away. Next thing you know, he's 100 plus yards, take control of a game. But they do have someone that they can hand the ball off to keep the pressure off Evans. So. I think the advantage goes to the Riders in the run game, no doubt about it, which helps Fajardo because mm-hmm. he's got that to rely on. That's where Evans is going to have to see. He doesn't have that safety blanket because Erlington's not in there.
Was there a collective mindset last week in the Winnipeg game to suck it up because Simone Lawrence was not in? Because you almost wouldn't notice he wasn't there. It was a great defensive game. You look at all the turnovers, the takeaways from the Tiger Cats, and he won't play tonight. Statistically, I think there's some deficiencies on the defensive side of the ball for Hamilton overall. But did they come together in the absence of Simone? Because he seems to be the defensive leader over there.
He is. I think Nick Shorthill filled in tremendously. Always has been a great player out of McMaster. What happened was I think everybody rallied around it.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, I happened to go to Mac too. we weren't very good when I played. No, but they rallied around. The defensive line got after it. The one guy that doesn't get spoken of enough is Jagera Davis. Hmm. The guy, he's been a stud. The addition of Jagera Davis has been a huge one for the Ticats and something they rely on, which allows a guy like Adrian Tracy to come mm-hmm. off the other edge without that kind of double team. So they certainly rallied without Simone in it.
We've got a lot to get to with Mike Morreale and Craig Smith. We're going to pause here and wrap up hour one of the program. Producer Clark telling me a couple things. We're asking our viewers to chime in with your predictions, score predictions for the game tonight. I see Trent Bruner watching from Norway, one of our 19 Norwegian viewers, daily predicting the Riders will win 28-24. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do we have a prize for these guys, Dupes? Can we get them a mug or something? If they accurately predict the score. Tomorrow we'll award it for whoever accurately predicts the score of tonight's football game. Don't forget to write, "I want Rattlers tickets" in all caps, and we'll award a pair for tomorrow night's game against the Fraser Valley Bandits. We've been doing it each and every day this week. Darren has informed me that he'll be on the broadcast tomorrow night. Can I break that news? You'll be doing color tomorrow night on the broadcast of the Rattlers and the Bandits. That means I've got 3 open tickets. But don't get excited. I'll be taking Mike Abu-Meshrick and his kids in the caravan up to Saskatoon tomorrow at SaskTel Center. And what else? I guess I should mention the trip to Houston. Why not while we're at it? Everybody, we're going to Houston December 5th to the 10th, the inaugural Rod Peterson Show sports trip. We will be joined in Houston by George Cortez, Don Narcisse, 2 live shows from our Houston hotel. We'll be catching the Texans and the Denver Broncos, plus the Houston Rockets and college football playoff. Go to rodpeterson.com/trip and sign up now. We'll extend it till Friday. You had till the end of July to sign up and get your room upgraded to a suite at our downtown Houston hotel. Book before tomorrow at 5 p.m. and we'll do the same thing for you. Next hour, we got him, Eddie Steele, former Rider defensive tackle and Eskimo as well. We'll be joining on video chat from Edmonton. More with Mike Morreale, Craig Smith, and tons coming up in hour two. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.